The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Does your husband look at you like he used to? Do you want more attention from him? Do you want to feel irresistible again? It's time to take charge of your romance. Welcome to the Married with Romance Show. Your host is Emily Ann Weber. You can make your love life more exciting and bring back that sparkle in his eye like it used to be. Now, here is your host, Emily Ann Weber.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Married with Romance Show. I'm so happy you're here. I'm so glad that you chose to spend time with us, especially today, because we're going to have a really exciting show. I can't wait until you hear what our guest has to say. His name is Bob Grant, and he is from RelationshipHeadquarters.com. He's a licensed professional counselor, and he's also a relationship coach. And he has written several ebooks, two of which we're going to talk about today. One of them is The Woman Men Adore and Never Want to Leave, and What Husbands Can't Resist. Woohoo! Doesn't that sound like fun? And then a little bit later, I want him to tell you about a club. He has an online club for the women men adore. So, Bob, welcome, and thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks, Emily. I appreciate you having me.
I feel like you have a lot to teach us. I have read most of your work and just really thought it was just wonderful, wonderful information to teach people. And that's why I really appreciate you being here. So, you ready to jump right in?
I am.
Yay! Well, first let's start with What Husbands Can't Resist. And I wanted to read a little bit of the introduction to this ebook to folks, because it's coming from, and y'all, I apologize for my voice, I'm about to get hoarse, but his work is coming from a husband talking, or husbands talking to their wives. And so in the introduction, you say, Bob, like a husband talking, you say, I know you probably don't think I have deep feelings, And I know I certainly keep to myself at times, but I actually care about you very deeply. And then you go on to say, I want you to own my heart. I didn't get married so that I could ignore you. If I wanted that, I would have just stayed single. I married you because I couldn't stop myself. I may have even wanted to avoid marriage, but I couldn't. Never mind what I said or how I made jokes about being tied down. I married you because I wanted to spend my life with somebody special. Now, as a woman, that makes my heart go, oh, my gosh. So tell us, just to start, how does a man go about choosing a wife?
You know, I looked up the statistics a few weeks ago, and it's like 98 or 99% of all men in the world get married at one time. And, you know, why that stands out to me is that, like you had just read there, very nicely, I might add, is that men do have the desire, because doing independent stuff, after a while, it gets to be lonely. And most men learn this at some point. I mean, there's exceptions, that men that are afraid of being hurt, that just, they never let someone get close. But when a man accomplishes things, there's sort of a built-in need to share it with someone, to take care of someone, and what that does is it makes them, you know, feel enhanced for who they are. So, you know, the process of doing that is that men don't necessarily have a chart per se or a checklist in their head. It's there's a feeling that they have, that, and the woman tends to inspire those feelings.
And we don't really realize as women that men really do have those deep feelings about that they want that connection and that person to share their life with.
Yes, in fairness to you and every woman, I mean, us men, we do keep that pretty well guarded, you know, and we don't give a lot of, like, feedback to you. And one of the reasons is that when men feel, men tend to feel more intensely than women do. Now, and because of this, men guard, we know this. So a sporting event, a concert, sex, I mean, anything, you know, we feel it's 0 to 100 really fast. But then we crash, and that feels out of control. So, as a man, I don't want to feel out of control. I don't unless it's something I really like. But you can't always pick and choose a feeling.
So, the great example that you said there is like at a ball game, men get so excited and so intense and so into it. So, is that kind of the same feelings maybe they have for their wife that they really are a little bit afraid to show?
Yes, because it is that type of, you'll see it in different areas. It's that, is it bubbles over, and, you know, like you said, the ball game, you know, a lot of men, you know, at ball games act like children.
Mm-hmm.
They scream, and they don't care because the emotion, and that's what emotion does. It sort of frees you up. You know, I can see myself, it feels wonderful. But emotion also makes you vulnerable as well.
Yes.
Someone could hurt me, someone could betray me. It doesn't mean they will, but they could. And men don't have emotions going through their mind nearly as often as women do, so we're just not used to it. We're not, you know, women say, how do you feel? You know, I don't know. I'm not lying. I don't know. I don't, because when I feel, I feel a lot. So I'm really, really feeling, or I'm not feeling that much. And when a woman comes along and stirs up those feelings just by being a girl, it's like, oh, wow, I've got to have more of this. Where can I get more of this? Well, you can get it with her. And it's simplistic, but that's how men tend to view it, I like how I feel when I'm around her.
Mm-hmm. But we women sometimes, I don't think we realize how powerful we are when it comes to men's emotions, but not just powerful in stirring up those emotions, but powerful in that we have to be very careful because we can really hurt those emotions if he shows them to us. Because you said, did I hear you say that men feel these just really deeply, even though they don't show it?
Yeah, Emily, that's a good point, especially for wives, is because, you know, no one can really affect a man like a wife can. I mean, even whether he wants to or not. And what happens is because he gets access to her feelings, her she's happy, she's sad, whatever, and his normal way of coping with things is I just kind of tune it out, I problem solve, I put it in a drawer. Well, you can't do that with a wife. you can try.
You can try.
Now it bothers me. I want to fix this because you're hurting, because it's uncomfortable to me. It's unnerving. And the more as a husband I'm, even men, but exposed to those feelings, while it may drive me crazy at times, I like it and I want more of it. And now all of a sudden I can't imagine not having it. It's like a void when she's not around.
And that's one thing that I hope every woman heard you say, because we have a lot of single listeners too, but that, because I'm a real proponent for husbands. I truly believe that husbands want to make their wives happy. And just if they know that their husband really likes that feeling of being close to them, just to have that awareness, I think could change a lot of things in a lot of marriages, don't you?
Yeah, I agree, and I think there are probably moments that women do notice this.
Oh, yes,
You know, and in fairness to women, they don't always get the feedback, the facial expressions, the words that they would like. So I can understand why they go, I don't know what he's thinking. I mean, it's easier for me as a man to look at a husband in my office and go, yeah, he's thinking this or that. How do you know that? Well, in fairness, I'm a man, but the other thing is that if I make it a point, just like you said, to understand what a man's primary needs are, then I can use it to his advantage and mine. And then it makes guessing a lot easier.
Everybody wins, don't they? Because
Everybody wins.
And that's, you know, I think that's the whole point of of both what you do and what I do. I want couples to be connected again and excited about each other, and you want relationships to work. And I appreciate so much that you really talk to women, because a lot of times we women get in our own way too. And I just appreciate that you talk to women and give us things that maybe we didn't even know about men, because it's great hearing it coming from a man's perspective.
I appreciate that. You know, a lot of times for women, just like you said, the effort is there, but
yes,
they end up guessing just based on what they would assume. And you, it's not
right.
It's not dumb or wrong. It's just, you know, I don't know.
I don't know.
I just sort of guess based on what I would think. And, you know, most men don't do well at describing what I'm describing to you. Now, if I say that loud, they go, yeah, that. But they can't really put it into words like that. So, therefore, I ask women, I go, I need you to be a little bit better at this, because you are a little bit better.
Well, you are, because we think and talk with imagery and emotion. And
yes,
I always say that men think and talk in straight lines. They go from point A to point B. And we women, we go over the river and through the woods and around the corner. We tell you all the details and what it felt like and the colors and use our hands. So.
That's a good analogy. I like that.
Well, it just seems to make sense. And then our men look at us, and then we turn to our men and go, but how do you feel about it? That, and their eyes roll back in their heads, and they clutch their throats, and they go, what?
It sounds like you've had this experience.
Oh, I have. If I ask my husband, if I say, how do you feel about that? He goes, he's pretty much like you said, what you said. But it's a little different if I ask him what he thinks about it. He can be a little more concrete. He can say, well, I think this and this and this. So I've learned to say, what do you think about that, versus how do you feel about that? So, you know, one of the questions that women ask me a lot is, what happens when they get married? And we'll get started on this and have to take a break in a minute. But what happens? These men gave us all these lavish gifts when we were dating and paid us so much attention and acted like we were the best thing since Christmas. And then we get married and it's like, kaboom. And I've used this analogy in one of my shows before, but I want you to tell it. This is actually a little side trip, because then we go, don't you love me anymore? Don't you love me anymore? And when we come back, I'd love for you to talk about the how you give the example of it's like buying a house, that you're in your house.
Okay.
So let's run, take a quick break, and we'll be back, and we'll continue talking to Bob Grant about what husbands can't resist. And I hope y'all have pens and papers and you're writing down everything. So thank you so much, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You need to live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Our listeners have told us that they want to be motivated, hear about success stories, and positive encouragement around the clock. And we've responded to you. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's here at voiceamericaempowerment.com.
Are you living the life you were truly meant to live? Join host Janice Darrow each week for Living the Best You. Our program guides you to the empowerment of the real you and your inner intuitive voice. That inner voice can and does lead us to a magnificent and empowering life when we learn to listen to it. Gain greater tools on how to listen and follow your dreams through Janice's wisdom and those of her enlightened guests. You'll be ready to live a more fulfilled life. Tune in to Living the Best You every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You're listening to The Married with Romance Show with Emily Ann Weber. If you want to call into our show with a question or comment, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to emily@marriedwithromance.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody. My guest today is Bob Grant from Relationship Headquarters, and we are chatting about what husbands can't resist. And like I said before we went to the break, get a pencil and paper because you can write down some things to be an irresistible woman, and that's what we all want. Yay! So before we went to the break, I asked Bob to talk a little bit about, you know, we women complain a little bit about how before we got married, our men just lavished us with gifts and time and affection. And then after we've been married a while, we ask the question, do you love me? Do you love me? So I want Bob to give you the example of his analogy of buying the house and how husbands kind of feel about that question, because it doesn't make sense to them, does it, Bob?
You're right. Not when it's asked the way that you're talking about, which is frequently. So from a husband's standpoint, you know, a marriage is like a big investment, and he's put a lot of time and money into it, and that's not to be anti-romantic. It has to do with the degree of value. He values it highly. And so, you know, once he's purchased a house, the idea of someone asking him, you know, do you still like the house? Do you still want to be here? His thinking is more along the lines of, you know, I really like the house. I don't know why I would need to reassure anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I change my mind, I'll sell it. But I just, he thinks of it as something that's completed, not as something that needs to be worked on consistently.
Right.
And so it just seems odd for him that he would have to reassure, because since I married you, I just assumed, you know, that like buying a house, that, yeah, I'm committed to this. There's a piece of paper, and that's our contract, and I don't mean to be crass about it, but me and Tim, you're kind of black and white, like.
Very logical, very practical.
Very logical. You know, what more can I do besides marrying you? And you want me to tell you, too? Why would I tell you that I like my house every day?
We love to be told.
Yes, and so then let's go to the second part of that, which is, and I'm gonna gingerly kind of nudge the women a little bit. A lot of times, what happens when couples get married is that women tend to stop flirting.
Big point.
Mm-hmm. Women are actually the initiators, not men.
Right.
And so the signals and stuff, and it's not that they choose not to. It's just, you know, in dating a lot of times, it just feels so effortless. We have all these chemicals going on. We flirt, we tease as though it's just organic. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden we don't feel like it once we get married as much, and we kind of let it to die sort of a slow death, and I go, don't do that.
No.
That's the sauce that he craves.
Right.
That's the thing that he responds to. Now he'll respond, you know, generally over what you do, but as the woman, you are the sauce. You are the accelerant, the gasoline, the spark.
And we forget that. It's not that we forget it. I think we become a little complacent about it because we're busy. You know, everybody's busy. We have children. We have, you know, so many things going on. But it is so important to flirt with your husband, because it's like it just creates this little sticky glue that keeps you kind of, you know, stuck together. And for women, that's our job to do that. We were the ones that flirted initially when we were dating. You know, if we weren't interested in a guy, we didn't flirt with him.
Yes, and as you say that, I'm thinking of the wives I've talked to. I go, now remember when you were dating, you knew better than to leave this up to your husband. Come on. You knew better than to leave it to him. It would never would have happened.
It would have never happened.
Sat beside him a certain way. You looked at him. You laughed at certain jokes. You know, there's a thousand things women do.
Yes.
And she and everyone smiles when I say this.
Because we do remember. We knew.
Because
we know.
Yes, you do remember. And if another woman did that with your husband, you know.
The claws would come out.
Yes, they would, because she knows.
Yes, yes, yes. And it was fun. And that's what I try to tell people. Remember how much fun it was to flirt with your husband. It still can be fun. But so many women will say to me, I just feel kind of silly doing it now. But...
And our response to that when they say that is, it may feel silly, but you tell me how important it is. Do you want him to cherish you? Do you want him to be protective? Because
yes.
If you're doing it from the he just should angle, do it like a checklist.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to miss the feelings that you want. You know, he's dependent upon you for the spark, for the feelings.
Right.
Just as
he
was in dating. And... You know, when you do it, we don't necessarily know which time you flirt is going to be the time. Usually mm-hmm. it's an accumulation. And after a while, a man starts to depend upon that. And then it's, what do I have to do to keep her happy? Not because
yes.
he should. Now it's, I must.
Yes.
It's like I can't control it. Where's my wallet? What can I buy for you to tell me?
Oh, y'all hear that, don't you? Okay, flirt, flirt, flirt. And I promise he'll love it. So, Bob, what do you think makes a man, you know, we women talk about feeling vulnerable and we are, we're a little more easily, we open up our hearts a little bit easier sometimes, I think, than men do. What makes a man feel vulnerable, do you think?
You know, usually for a man, it's about safety, and a part of the safety thing is that, you know, for men, the ultimate goal is to feel powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That's what all men crave is power. And so, when
now, would you clarify power just a little bit? You don't mean like control, like domination.
That would be. You're right. Let's separate power and domination. And your power is to feel empowered, to feel strong, to feel self-sufficient. That I can solve problems, that I'm mm-hmm. competent, not only for myself, but I can provide for you. I mean, may or maybe not financially, but that I am the masculine energy.
Right.
And that as the response to feminine, it makes me feel more masculine when I can do that. And that as I feel that when a husband or man feels that a woman understands him, it's not enough that she gets it, because I think most women get it when a guy mm-hmm. starts talking. But if he doesn't feel like she understands, then there's going to be a disconnect. But when he does feel that she understands him, even if she disagrees, that makes her stand out and makes him feel vulnerable toward her, like she's safe, that I can open up to her. I can share with her. I can actually disclose things to her. And the more that happens, you know, the more she conveys that she understands,
mm-hmm.
The more he actually starts to look to her and turn toward her as the person he opens up to.
Uh-huh.
And it is a bit of a process with men.
I would
love to say it's a one-time thing, but it just takes a
yes.
while.
And it sounds like there's a trust thing. A man wants to be able to trust his heart to a woman and trust his vulnerability to her too, doesn't it?
Yes, he really does, because in doing so, you know, men don't really open up a lot, as we said, and when they do, we don't have the capacity to do that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's really only going to be a few people in a man's life that he really opens his heart up to, and it makes him feel not alone. It makes him, gives him a sense of purpose. It makes him feel that he's doing a good job. It's, you know, it's affirmation for him.
Mm-hmm.
And when he can, please a woman, he gets that affirmation, that does more for his self-esteem really than anything.
Being able to please his woman does a lot for a man's self-esteem.
Yeah, it's critical.
It's critical. And that's where I said sometimes we get in our own way. if we don't understand that, like you said, and we don't recognize that, sometimes we might get critical and not even meaning to be critical, but sometimes we do, and cause more disconnect. So, well, why do you think, so hearing you say that, do men need as much reassurance and reminding of a woman's love than as a woman does from her man?
No, the short answer is no, which some women have learned through experience. Because for men, it's, men don't have the emotions going through their mind all the time like women do. Mm-hmm. I've had a lot of wives that have come in and with their husbands, and they have, most women I talk with, they're always thinking about something. I mean, maybe not a lot, but there's usually a thought. And men are able, most time men aren't thinking about anything. There's just like nothing going on. And the women I talk with go, how do you do that?
Well, it sounds wonderful.
It's just what I know. And so because of that, there's not the emotion there that needs to be reassured, so we're not prone to the doubts and the second guessing of because there's no feeling in there to inflame it.
Because we're going on to the, oh, does he love me? What's he thinking about? Is there another woman? We go to all the 50 million thoughts of what could or what's going on. And so
therefore, a man's solution to that is, I'll just tell her one time. And when I'm talking to a husband, I go, you have to understand, for her, it's like there's a bee inside of her head that's buzzing around. And the only way for her to get this out is to talk about it. So just telling her just to don't let it bother you, that's not going to work.
That does not work at all.
She's just wired different than you.
Right. And that's a good thing for husbands and fellas that are listening today. Women do need to talk it out. Women need to talk to feel better. And so when you tell us you shouldn't feel that way or don't, that just takes us from 0 to 60 in about 2 seconds. Or we shut down.
it is, because it will certainly come across like the man doesn't care. And most of the time, not that he doesn't, it's, what I tell husbands, I go, or even boyfriends, I go, it's not that you have to totally get her. It's you just have to be willing to try.
Right.
If you're just close, she'll help you.
Yes, and she'll recognize your effort that you're trying.
Yes.
Do you think that women make better clients or men? Let me rephrase that. Do you think women... And we'll talk about this because we won't have to go to a break in just a second. But do you think, you said women are the initiators. Do women tend to come to you first, more so than men, when they want to change something in their relationship? And we're going to take a real quick break and talk about that just as quick as we get back. So thank you all for joining us, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Want more positivity in your life? Are you ready to get healthy, happy, and energized? Join the Stella Donna Goddess Gals, Cynthia Bryan and Heather Brittany, for a power hour of stimulating, supportive conversation on Star Style, Be the Star You Are. A lineup of best-selling authors, celebrities, and experts join the effervescent mother-daughter dynamic duo in this upbeat, positive, life-changing talk radio playground. Star Style, Be the Star You Are, Wednesdays, 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Lend us your ears. It's power time.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to The Married with Romance Show with Emily Ann Weber. If you want to call into our show with a question or comment, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to emily@marriedwithromance.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for being here today. Today is my guest is Bob Grant, who is from Relationship Headquarters, and he is going to help us be married with more romance. So before we went to the break, Bob, the question I asked you was, you said earlier that women were the initiators. So is it usually more women that come to you first or more men? There's something that's bothering them or something they want to change in the relationship?
Women are the ones that typically come first. I think a lot of that is that women will come before the problem is as severe. Men tend to come as sort of as a last resort because they really like to fix things themselves. And for most men, asking for help means I'm a failure or I've failed. Someone may drag them in to the session, or maybe they come themselves. But
that was my next question.
Yeah, I mean, most of them. Some will come on their own, but in general, that's the obstacle they have to overcome. Is, you know, this feels like I've failed at it. As opposed to most women tend to be, you know, this is a problem. It'd be nice to get some help with.
And as women, that's another thing. If we could just understand that, you know, when I have women say to me, oh, I tried to get my husband to read this book on relationships. I'm trying to get him to go to marriage counseling, and he won't go. If we could understand that it's not that he doesn't care, it's that he feels like a failure if he has to go and work on it or read the book. Maybe he feels like a failure in your eyes if you're asking him to read a book. And so if we could just get a little different perspective, it just, I don't know, I feel like it might make us a little kinder sometimes towards our thinking about our husbands. So let's say, I know what I want to ask you. What is a man's greatest need?
Yeah, his greatest need is to be trusted. To the point of, I mean, trust and respect tend to go hand in hand, is that if you ask men between the two, would you rather be trusted or loved, a man will tell you trusted. I mean, again, trusted, respected, you can interchange those two.
Right.
It's, that means the world to him that you would trust him with whatever the finances or the protection or just in general, because that trust is something that validates, it's like a form of admiration. And he craves the woman of his choice admiring him.
That's
as good as it gets for him.
Yes, and that's, and see, to a woman, we go, really, we want to be loved and cherished first. But for a man, I just, I see people, I'm always watching couples when I'm out and about in the world, and I see couples where the wife is so disrespectful to her husband. I mean, I see the opposite also, but I think my heart hurts for these couples. And the man just, you can see his insides just crushing together when she's disrespectful to him. And it's just, that's his biggest need, is respect and trust.
It is. And, you know, in fairness to women, it goes both ways. They tend to feed off each other. And, you know, one of the things I've found is that a way of enhancing this is, like when a man is struggling with something and women want to reassure him, I say, oh, actually, this is what he really needs. Instead of you telling him it'll be okay, convey to him, I believe in your ability to fix this.
And he says,
I don't know how. I say, I don't know how either, but I know you. And I know you'll find a way. I mean, that is gold, what a man says.
Yes, I believe in you.
I believe in you. I don't. Yeah. You know, I don't know how, but I know you. I know these things. I'm a girl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's silly, but men will feel that.
And you know, another thing I found too, and this is with my own husband, like if he makes a mistake, if I don't, and he knows he's made a mistake, and if I don't point that out to him, if I don't say a word about it, it's like you can see his body language just like, it's like he just grows in size because he knows, I know that he messed up, and he knows he messed up, but I'm not pointing it out to him. So that's almost like a silent form of admiration, I guess. But
yes, because it's the opposite of it, because if I get used to your praise when I do well, mm-hmm. and then I don't hear your praise, that stings.
Yes.
Men tend to think, this works, this doesn't work, and you know, I'm guessing with your husband, it's, ouch, that didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's don't do that again.
And I have never brought it up again, and I won't. So, and that's, he can trust that I will never bring that up again. So, let's talk about competing with your husband, because I see this a lot, and it's like I see these women that compete with their husbands, and what I see happen is, and what I tell people is, if you compete with your husband, the caveman DNA is going to come out, and he's going to get aggressive, and he's going to hurt your feelings. So let's talk about a little bit what kind of what happens or within, what's a man thinking when a woman competes with him. And this is not in the workplace. This is at home.
Yes, and that's a good thing.
That's different.
Yes, because at work, in a lot of ways, we're all masculine from a task-oriented thing. And I like the picture you just said. That's a good one as far as the caveman, because from a man's perspective, once it feels competitive or we're arguing, it goes into the, you know who's going to win. So it's
right.
just a competition. So it's not personal.
Right.
It's like a sporting event, you know, and so we're going to go back and forth. And it's just about the facts. And if I can prove my side to you, the better.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden now, it's not that I see you as a man, but okay, we're doing this masculine thing. We're playing this game, you know, who has the stronger argument? And then if you get your feelings hurt, it's like, what? You just changed the rules on me. I thought we were competing here. I didn't, what?
And but then we turn into girls again.
Yes, and that's what really bothers husbands and boyfriends is, it's okay, which way are we doing this discussion? Are we competing, or are we doing this as a couple? And it's really two distinctly different ways of approaching a disagreement.
Mm-hmm. So it's because, you know, I think that most women, I'm not going to say all, but most women, we really love being protected and adored and cherished by our men. I mean, it just feels good, like no matter how strong we are, no matter how confident we are in the workplace, when we come home, that just feels good. And if we come home and compete with our man, we're not going to get that, are we?
No, in fact, what you'll get is it'll come across as being self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
So from a man's perspective is, okay, you don't need me to do that.
I'll go do something else.
To another man, that would be condescending to do that.
Hey, that's
okay?
A good distinction.
Are you, don't do that to me. That, mm-hmm. So we don't want, okay, that's the trigger that hits.
Because there's a difference in being an independent woman and being self-sufficient. Because if you're self-sufficient, you don't need a man.
Yes, and that's what men pick up on. There's a lot of single women I've talked with, professionals, that unfortunately give men that impression because they're so worried about coming across as needy or desperate. But it goes to the extent of they don't really need to, because a man wants to know, why do you need me? He may not say that.
Right.
But he really wants to know, is there a place for me? I mean, what is it about me that you really want? I don't have to try to convince you all the time or compete with you.
What about wives telling their husbands why they need them? Is that something you advise wives to do? Because I tell my husband all the time why I need him. I need him because he makes me laugh. I need him because he makes me feel safe, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a cheat sheet because that would, that there are some husbands that won't work as well on for this reason. It's It has to do with their capacity for how well they feel.
Mm-hmm.
And so some are more in tune with that than others. So if I'm talking to a wife, I say, tell me when he does something you really like, how you respond. And they go, well, I tell him I like it. I go, okay, how about let's purr like a kitten, or how about let's say, oh, wow, that was something. So I'm not telling them to make up stuff. I say, just
right.
Don't hold back when you feel it.
Don't
yes,
hold
it'll
back.
Seem silly to you. It won't seem silly to him.
But right.
That's how he knows, oh, this works. I need to do that more often.
Yes,
and,
because...
And that's what makes him, oh, that's what she likes. That's what... So if we can mm-hmm. catch him in the act and not just assume he knows...
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'd say this to my wife. I go, if you don't say it, I don't know it.
That's a great point, because women think that we shouldn't have to say it and you're supposed to know it.
Yeah, I wish that was true. We're just not that good.
Well, you know, it's just different. It's just, we're different. So
it's a different, yes, it's a different mindset. It's a different way of looking at the world, but it's also a different mm-hmm. physiology. A lot of it's different.
Yes.
I agree.
It's different. Well, do you think, and we've got about 3 minutes to the break, so we've got time to talk about this. Let's start talking, because I don't want to miss the show without talking about this. Talking about what does sex mean to a husband, because it's different than what a lot of women think, isn't it?
It is much different. It is. For a man, that is the chief and primary way that he bonds with a woman emotionally. It is. And for sex with men, the biggest component is the degree of investment.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
I mean, like a man can have sex with a woman the first night he meets her, a one-night stand,
mm-hmm.
and he's not going to be emotionally connected to her. He can marry her, and all the things he's done with her, this is someone I'm going to spend my life with, we're joining money together, all that stuff goes into it. He doesn't necessarily think these thoughts, and therefore the experience will mean more to him. He has more emotional tie into this woman. So it's the same act, but because of what he's invested in all the other areas of his life into this woman,
mm-hmm.
now all of a sudden that is that's his way of bonding. It's his chief way or primary way.
And do you think that's when a man can let his guard down and maybe be more vulnerable with this woman during or after sex, or because of sex, maybe I should say?
I think it's all three of those, because he's full of emotions, and during that time he's more likely to share things that might either be embarrassing,
mm-hmm.
or things that he likes, or things about her. He may become more tender, it's a heightened state. It's not a natural state, so it's not a place he can stay at, because it would just mm-hmm. be overwhelming. But during that time, it really is where the guards go down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, from an emotional standpoint, it really feels like he's not alone, like he's sort of, you know, one with her, not just physically, but also emotionally as well.
Right.
And that's when he feels that connection, and that's what will spill over into other things. That all of a sudden makes him more attuned with her throughout the day. It makes him more aware of her needs. I mean, I've told some wives, I go, now remember, when you tell me you had great sex, be careful the next day, because if you complain or you're upset, he's going to be really in tune with that. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's
going to get hurt.
So just be a little cautious about what you share with him.
Mm-hmm.
You've absolutely got his undivided attention.
Oh, that's a good thing to know. Well, hold that thought, Bob, if you don't mind, because we could talk about this a little bit more when we come back from our break. And, thank y'all for joining us. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be. Listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Question: what's working and what's not working in your life? Though we resolve each year to do things differently, and we want what's great for our businesses, our relationships, our health, and more, we don't always know where to turn when life gets tough. That's where Leading Life Large with host Rob Braun comes in. Our show challenges you to reevaluate where you are and keep pushing your way to the success you desire. If you want it bad enough, we can help you turn your life around. Leading Life Large airs Mondays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Have you figured out what's not working in your business and why? Could you use a little help? Join your host, Tamaron, for Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Tamaron was struggling with the same issue, so she hired other business coaches and experts to help her see what she couldn't. Her journey is to keep learning, and she is here to share this with you so that we can all keep working together. Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Airs live every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
You are listening to The Married with Romance Show with Emily Ann Weber. If you want to call into our show with a question or comment, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to emily@marriedwithromance.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, and thank you all for joining us. I told you it was going to be a good show today, didn't I? Bob, before we go any further, I would love if you take just a quick minute and tell us how to find you, how to find your ebooks, and tell us a little bit about the club you have for women.
Sure, I appreciate that, Emily. Our main website is relationshipheadquarters.com, and you know, we are oriented toward women that want to have better relationships and really experience that connection with the man that honestly may just happen once or twice in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that website, and we have other ebooks, The Woman Men Adore, What Husbands Can't Resist. And about a year ago, we started a club, which was sort of an in-between, you know, those that didn't want to necessarily become a client of mine, but wanted to have more access, and it's a membership club.
Mm-hmm.
And we have videos and forums, and where I go through most of the topics that women have asked me over the years and give them real specific detailed instructions on things to practice and explain things a lot like what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
And the beauty is you can, you know, it's 24 hours a day, it's whenever you want, and you can watch them as much as you want to. And, you know, the women in that club, I really am pleased by the progress they've made and how supportive they are with each other. I mean, it's just a fun group to be a part of and then to hear their successes. So I'm kind of excited about that.
You can find that on your website?
You can find the website, or you can go to the Women Men Adore Club.
Okay. And then you've got several ebooks. The two we're talking about today are What Husbands Can't Resist and Women That Men Adore Who Men Never Want to Leave. I didn't say that quite right. But
Women Men Adore and Never Want to Leave.
But then you've got a few other ones too, don't you?
Yes, we have What's He Really Thinking? And we have How Do I Get Him Back? You know, there's some mm-hmm. tough relationship ends, and we have a plan to save it before it goes away. And then there's our long-distance romance. We've had a lot of folks with have more long-distance relationships. And then there's How to Find the Man of Your Dreams, really for those women that hear something practical, tangible. If you'll follow this, you'll be surprised how we can take luck out of the equation and find mm-hmm. the man that you really were meant for.
And all of that is at relationshipheadquarters.com. So before we went to the break, we were talking about what does sex mean to a husband? And sex is not just sex to a husband. It's not just physical. It's very much, you said, that an emotional bonding with his wife. And one of the things I hear often is my husband never tells me he loves me until after we have sex or after we make love. And then it's like I can feel that he loves me. So Would you kind of recap that just a little bit, what you said before we went to the break about how it's the bonding for a husband?
Yes. For men, when they say that, it really is because it's when they're feeling it. And so they are going to, like we said, since men don't feel all the time like women do, is that they're going to feel it around moments of closeness. So when mm-hmm. they're thinking of sex or about to have sex or afterwards, his emotion is flooding his mind. So it's not that he's necessarily being calculating. It's that for him, it's this feeling, and this is the expression of it. And I don't tell you as much during the day. Some of this goes back to the flirting. Mm-hmm. But some of it also goes to, as a man, men tend to focus on one thing at a time. We
right.
do not multitask
right.
not at all. So, and we tend to focus on it very intensely. So if I'm cutting the grass, I'm working, whatever. And so I don't tell you I love you as much because right now I'm trying to fix the lawnmower, or I'm trying to make money, or I'm trying to, and I don't have those thoughts that pop in my head as much. Now,
mm-hmm.
If we have sex more often, or if we spend time where we're sharing this, I'm more likely to say it.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when I get a reaction from you that tells me you're pleased, oh, yes, I'm much more likely to say it then. But I don't think to tell you more than I think to tell you that the house is green.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I keep telling you that?
Right, you've already told us we're supposed to know that already.
Yes, if you would just trust me.
Yes,
I told you one time, surely you should trust me that I haven't changed my mind. I'm not saying that's right, but
that's the way it is. And because if, back to, again, that husbands really do want to make us happy and they want us to be content, and when we show you we're happy, that kind of makes us like, that's the woman for me. I can make her happy, right?
Yes, it'll a step farther. He'll say, look what I did. That's right.
Look what I did. I love it.
Look at my muscle. Look what I did. I made her happy. That's
love it.
And it makes him just feel big and tough and strong.
Oh, I love that. I hope y'all heard that. We've got about 3 minutes left and so much to talk about, but let's go back to the flirting just a little bit. And this kind of is in line with flirting, because you say one of the biggest keys to romance is about mystery. Now, obviously, that's the woman being a little mysterious, right?
Correct.
So how do you, if you've been married for 20 years, how can you be mysterious? He knows all about you. He knows your habits. He knows your ways. How can you be a little mysterious to your man if you've been married for a while?
I've had couples that have done this and have what I consider wonderful marriages, 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And the things I hear the husbands talk about are similar to wives that have, either newly married wives or dating. It's, she will look at him when they're eating or something, and with a look and a roll of her eyes or a wink, or perhaps she takes her foot and just rubs it against his ankles and doesn't mm-hmm. say anything. The mystery part is where we act out a certain way, but we don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So she does certain gestures, but she doesn't explain what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
She smiles at him, she's playful with him, perhaps she even teases him, but doesn't go into a lot of details about it. In other words, we don't
mm-hmm.
talk about romance. We do it. And sometimes that involves keeping some secrets, not in a bad way,
mm-hmm.
as in where he doesn't, the idea is that she doesn't always know what she's thinking. And in I'm sorry?
No, I just started to say, I always say, it's not even thinking, maybe, and this is me saying this, but like maybe a little mystery in how you, I like in the mornings, I like to do my hair, I like to do my makeup obviously my husband sees me, but I don't like him in there while I'm getting all beautiful, because I want it to come out and it's like, oh, you look beautiful. So it's like a little mystery to how I get there.
No, that's a great example. Not too much familiarity.
Not too much familiarity.
In the couples I've had one husband that just, the wife got comfortable and all she wore was just comfortable pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
And his version was, he said, after a while, it's just there's no mystery with that. It's not they have to be super sexy all the time, but that they had fallen into a routine where he could predict what she was going
to
do
right.
next. Right, and we can do that in some areas.
Yes, but not.
Yeah, not, yes, you're not, but not all the time.
No, no, because then you just get too comfortable when you have the attitude of, I'm going to be comfortable no matter what. Well, you can, of course, do that, but you might not have as much romance as you want. And it all comes down to, what do you want in your marriage, right?
It really does. And men are not difficult, but we require a little bit of maintenance.
Yes,
we do. And once you do that, then men will do anything to keep it going.
Yes.
Then it's like, I can't imagine not living with this woman, not trying to take care of her, not trying to protect her.
Well, Bob, I always love learning from you. Thank you so much for being on the show today. It has just flown by. And y'all can find Bob Grant at relationshipheadquarters.com. Please visit his website. You can find me at marriedwithromance.com. And take good care. Thank you again, Bob. Thank you, Michael, my engineer. And we've got to run, but we will see you next week.
Thanks for listening this week. Emily Ann Weber will be back with some more tips and tricks to put the sizzle back in your love life on next week's edition of the Married with Romance Show. Be here next Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Until then, why don't you try some of what you've heard with your man?